Hey, speaking of extracurricular activities for well-paid men, politicians and others in D.C. are nervously awaiting tomorrow night when the D.C. Madam appears on ABC's 2020.
Deborah Jean Palfrey insists the escort service she ran was entirely legal. And those massages her clients paid up to $500 for, well, she says they did not involve sex.
Which got NPR's Alex Cohen wondering, what kind of $500 massage doesn't involve something risque?
Believe it or not, a $500 massage can be a totally innocent affair. For example, go to the website of a resort in Santa Barbara called Bacara. There you'll be greeted by this music and black and white photos of beautiful people lounging by a pool. Click on their menu of spa services and you'll find all sorts of massage choices. The spa's executive director, Sean Hallam, says one of the most popular options is called the creme de la creme.
While you're getting a thermal cocoon with our espresso mud, which is nice for softening the skin, you're getting a scalp massage. You're also getting paraffin for your hands and feet during this treatment. So it's pretty decadent.
Total cost for 110 minutes, $395. And that's not even their most expensive service. The price of an 80-minute after-hours massage in your room, $475. But wait, there's more.
The really nice thing about what we're doing for our guests is we add on a 20% service charge, which includes the gratuity for the therapist. So it's really a worry-free experience.
That is, if you can spend $570 on a massage without worrying. But plenty of people can and do, especially here in image-conscious L.A. Joe Smith is with the Touch Healing Institute.
You can go to Target and get a three-pack of white T-shirts for $10, or you can go to Chanel in Beverly Hills and get a white T-shirt for $300. It just appeals to a crowd who, they work hard, and they want to be pampered, so sitting in a tub of chocolate may be the way that they get to be pampered.
And yeah, there are places where you can get a massage with chocolate, or tequila, or champagne. At last year's Oscar Awards, nominees were treated to a diamond massage, where millions of dollars worth of the precious stones were carefully placed on the body's so-called chakra points. And sometimes you're paying more for a massage because of who you are, especially bigwig politicians and famous stars. Just ask Dr. Dot.
I actually got that name from Frank Zappa when I was on tour with him in 88.
Dr. Dot's current client list includes all sorts of celebs, from Paris Hilton to David Bowie. She says celebrities are willing to shell out more because they can trust her to touch their bare bodies and not spill about love handles or bad tattoos.
Robert Plant, he might want a massage at 2:30 in the morning, and naturally I have to charge him more because it's annoying to get up at 2 in the morning and go massage someone.
Dr. Dot also offers this interesting piece of advice. If you're looking for a legitimate $500 massage and not something that might land you in jail, look at the fingernails of your massage therapist. If they're short, chances are you're getting an actual therapeutic treatment. If they're long, well, you may have just paid for something else entirely. Alex Cohen, NPR News.
This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand.